What I wanted to talk to you about today was, well, not every place in America, more or less the earth, is a joyful place to live. I see us in here. We are of good health. We are eating well. We are happy, rejoicing. But I finally this week looked up what is going on in California. I don't understand. So I did some research on it. Did you know that there's a couple hundred thousand people living in tents? And not just in tents, but they're living in public land, on sidewalks in front of people's houses, in front of stores, in public parks. You cannot do anything either. You can't call the police because the police will not respond. And if they do, it's hours or a day later. Because all cases that get brought against the homeless people are thrown out in court and will not be prosecuted. So it's, you have a house and, well, there's a lot of bathrooms in front of your house, which is nature. There is a lot of disgust everywhere. And yet these people have a tent right in front of your doorstep. Well, what is going on? It is tragic. It truly is. Well, in 2018, there was a county, a city, called Grants Pass, Oregon, and it passed a law. And the law said, you can't live in a public space that's owned by the public. Go find your own house. We will help you. Here's a shelter. Well, we in this country did what we do best. They sued the city, saying, that is violating my Eighth Amendment right. I have nowhere to go, and you're forcing me to be arrested. That is cruel and an unusual punishment. Then we do what we do best here, too. Crazy Ninth Circuit Court said, those people are correct. You can't do anything. Bam, inflation in this country is horrible. It did happen. It's real. People lost their homes. That's real. They lost their cars. They lost their belongings, and they became homeless. That is all real cases, and it is a tragedy. Well, another event, why be homeless in New York City, where you're going to freeze? Why don't you be homeless in California? And that's what's happening. A lot of people are in California. Some cities claim that they even ship their homeless people to LA. But anyhow, what happened recently? Some sanity was brought back. The United States Supreme Court said the Ninth Circuit Court was flat out wrong. Furthermore, they also reprimanded federal judges for interfering in such a way. And they said, now you can arrest those people. It's just crazy. You can get rid of them off of your public land. So now we have a major battle going on in this country, which is they're taking encampments and they're scraping them and getting rid of all the people that are living in public areas. And they're trying to do something good and put them in shelters and whatnot. This is tragic. These people, they have no hope. They have nothing. If you are homeless over 6 months, they call you a long-term homeless person. Under 6 months, you're a short-term homeless person. What's the root cause of it? Is it truly everything I just said? No, it is not. It is evil, and people, lawlessness, people fall upon tough times and they self-medicate, which is unfortunate. Self-medication is a great factor. Well, this is an example of, that's not the way we are to go. That is man's way. Today we will go over man's way and hope, true hope. We must know man's way is not God's way. You in here today, you are a son and daughter of God. You must know man's way is evil. You must know with every fiber in you, with no questioning, with no guessing, second guessing, you must know it. You must know man's way will suck you in and tell you, this is pleasurable. Go down my way. Do what you want. There's no law that can stop you. I will take care of you. Do what man should do. We have absolute proof that man's way is an opposite of God's way. We will not turn there, but Jeremiah 10:23. Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. Jeremiah 10:23. Isaiah, turn over to Proverbs 14. Proverbs is known for wisdom. And in a case like this, you need to reference wisdom. Proverbs 14. You know, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. In Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. We have absolute proof that man's way is wrong. God tells us that way. Well, as we were talking about before church, there's another way called the green way, called the earth way. It's not God's way. Did you know that the earth will be destroyed because man is destroying it? Oh, yes. Everyone in here knows that. Turn to Romans 8, verse 18. Do you have to look around to know that? Well, you can look around to see that it's not good. Or you can read God's word. And God tells us. Romans 8. We'll pick it up in verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. This world has been subjected to evil, and it is breaking down. This is our hope, not just that God could rescue his decaying creation, but that he will rescue it, that he is actually involved in a plan that will set things right. And you and I, we get to be a part of that plan. The children of God, that title, that's us. Or at least that's what we have the potential to become. But as many as receive him, he gave the right to become children of God. And that's John 1:12. We are to believe his message, obey his instructions, and think and act as he does. We must know God's way. God's way comes with an inheritance unlike any other. You have had your minds opened. The truth has been revealed to you. Once the truth has been revealed to it, you have to do something. You have to take that truth and you have to walk. That means physically exerting yourself on the path. It's always two paths. There's always two paths. Man's path and God's path. And we just heard that man's path leads to death because man puts his feet in front of himself on his own authority and only his authority. 1 Peter 3, verse 5. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 through 5. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. A heavenly inheritance is the title that I have of this scripture. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We know that God's way is perfect and man's way leads to death. There are clever things that man does, as I mentioned, the green theory, which is taking over the Sabbath. Instead of having some Sabbath where you worship a god, what you should do is protect the earth. It's an earth day. It's a green day. What you need to do is stop working one day out of the week to protect the earth. Don't start your car up. make something beautiful. Work just enough to make the earth beautiful. There is an article in the Discern magazine that just came out called A Green Sabbath. I would recommend reading it. It kind of highlights the insanity of human thought. And, of course, we have the hope, true godly hope. So in conclusion, man's way, as we see in California, just as one little example, man's way is tragic. Man's way leads to death. We have been called out of this way. We have been set on a different path. We have true hope. The earth is being subjected to destruction. We see horrible conditions all over America, just America. That's not even going into the whole world. We here see this, and we are the most blessed nation on earth. Our hope is not that man can fix the problem and stop the suffering. Our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stay on the path that our merciful Lord called us to be on.